Cloaked Heroes Direct episode 13. We've just had the Infinity War Super Bowl teaser trailer.
Oh, it did tease. It
Blimey. Quick footnote. We're joined by Matthew Stark.
Yeah, the king of Iron Man.
King of Iron Man. So yeah, what did you like most about the Infinity War spot?
Iron Man. No, that wasn't him. That was me. Sorry.
Brilliant.
But yeah, we are starting to see little tidbits of the Bleeding Edge armor coming through.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Coming off his shoulders and his neck.
Am I the only one that still is like completely Team Spidey? Like, I don't give a fuck about... like, I love all of this. I'm so excited. My dick is hard fully. But Spidey, every time he's on the screen, every single time I'm like... I'm literally having panic attacks.
Heavy
like,
breathing.
Yeah. I'm like, him being taken... I am now more convinced than ever. Everyone knows that I am not... on board with Tom Hardy as Venom. I'm not. I can't do it. If it's not in the MCU, it doesn't make any sense. However, I am starting to convince myself that it's all a massive fucking ruse and Spidey is getting the symbiote. I think we're going, you know, secret fucking wars. What issue? Issue 8. Oof. Where we get the new costume for Spidey. Yeah. I think we're going to see a symbiote suit for Spidey at some point in either Avengers 3 or Avengers 4.
I hope so. I hope you're right. But the shot that got me is Tony Stark, Spidey, and Doctor Strange all stood together. That's the culmination of like three different eras of Marvel, and I love it so much.
And again, I'm sorry, I'm going to gush a little bit. Spidey is up there. I know he's obviously like, you know, Tony Stark's kind of like...
Bitch.
Yeah, bitch, go-to dude. But like... He's in the thick of it.
He's hanging off the edge of a fucking alien ship, heading up into space.
Yeah.
He fully is part of it.
But why does he take his mask off? Like, is he going to be able to breathe? Well, really?
Maybe he realizes he can breathe because it's got its own, like, atmospheric pressure, that sort of thing, which is why he's able to do it. However, the second part of this trailer, it's 30 seconds long, and I'm like, oh, so much footage. Like... Captain America's will con... Well, not Captain America. Nomads will cond in shield.
That's pretty cool. I was slightly disappointed by the size of it, though.
No. That's only phase one. Have you seen the pops?
No, I've not
seen... The pops
and
also the figurine as well.
So
oh, shit.
The Black Series figurine shows the Wakandan shield at its real size.
Oh, nice.
So that is literally... It's teasing everyone,
Yeah, people were losing their shit a bit, wondering he's not going to have his regular shield anymore.
I mean, it is a cool look. I mean, it's different. I like the direction they're taking Nomad.
They have to, though, because he is going to be Nomad.
I reckon
by the end of Avengers 3, we're going to see Falcon as Captain America.
I reckon
these are my predictions.
You're more likely to see Bucky as Captain America.
There is no way they're going to allow. I know we're living in a world where fucking aliens come down and take on New York and all that bullshit. There is no way they're going to let an ex-terrorist become the face of America. I'm sorry, it's not humanly possible. Like, no, as much as I want Winter Soldier Captain America, in the movement that's happening in Hollywood, in the movement that's happening in comic book movies in general, it's about time we see Falcon Captain America.
The only thing that I have against that is that Sebastian Stan has a bigger picture contract with Marvel than...
That's because Winter Soldier's going to go on to be Winter Soldier forever.
Summer Soldier.
Summer Soldier. Fuck's sake. Spring Soldier.
Wakandans and give him a new arm. Maybe there's a bit of gold in there.
Like Superman for all seasons, but...
Fuck's sake. The end of the trailer gave us a brief glimpse... at the bad guy. Now, come on, what did you think about that? Because
I'm really happy that he's being color checked. Like, I have to be honest, I had a little bit of an apocalypse vibe when I first, like, I was like, why is that color? Like, and I'm cool with it. You know, they've changed a lot of costumes MCU, but I was kind of like,
that's just for the figurines, man. Sell more figurines, change the costumes.
That is literally it. There's been speculation online that the three lines down his face is actually claw marks from Black Panther's claws. I mean...
There is no way Black Panther's getting fucking close.
I was going to say, like, he's 10 feet tall.
He's the Mad Titan.
His fist's like the size of his head.
Black Panther is awesome, and I am so excited for, like, the fact that we are 10 days away from going to see Black Panther. But, seriously, there's no way... Like, that... And I've got theories about the original trailer, so it might not be Iron Man. I don't think it is Iron Man. I think it's Rescue. But there is that scene, the kill shot from Thanos.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The absolute kill shot. That is not a, oh, Thanos has just knocked him out. That someone is dead in that armor. So, and that's Pepper.
Somebody's
She's
ribs
dead.
Are fucked.
Like, Rescue is dead. Like, and we saw it in the trailer. That's how heavy.
Hey,
it
if
is.
They're gonna fire Gwyneth Paltrow, what a way to do it. I mean,
a one punch from Thanos.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, I don't think I could be any more excited for Infinity War, to be honest.
I'm at the point now where I think I'm gonna. I know we're not going to because this is why we're here. But I think I want to stop watching trailers. Like they've.
It's not gonna happen.
I know.
It's not gonna happen.
Just you know, my biggest and happiest moment is the fact that we're not gonna have to endure like a San Diego Comic-Con esque era for trailers and stuff like that because it will already be out by then. Mm-hmm. But Jesus Christ!
I mean, I can't wait. Not long now till it comes out. So anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.